Proclamation number 6684 of 4th of November, 1956. Last days of grace means for each individual. Only entrust yourselves to the one to whom everything is subject and his hand will guide you correctly. The struggle for life will become increasingly harder, spiritually as well as earthly, because this is due to the time which is drawing to a close. What otherwise took much time has to be achieved in a short time, 11th of the 4th, 1956. And therefore you should not be surprised that an increased degree of suffering and hardship will affect the people of this earth, which shall have an effect on the souls of people who are otherwise in great danger. You, who are introduced by me into my plan of salvation from eternity, you know the significance of this last time. You know that it is still a short time of grace for all people and that this short end time decides the fate in eternity, which can be exceedingly glorious but also an agonizing state of banishment. But your fellow human beings don't know it, and they only ever see the events taking place around them and their own path of destiny. Yet even without knowledge of the meaning and purpose of this, they could become thoughtful and arrive at the right attitude towards me, their God and Creator. For I truly use those means on each individual which I recognize as successful for him. But I also have to leave it up to each individual how he allows these means to take effect on him. But each individual would also be relieved of his adversity if only he would give himself to me in complete trust. If he acknowledges me with conviction and then humbly entrusts himself to me in every adversity of body and soul, and then he can also be convinced that I will take him by the hand and guide him on his further path of life and that he will be safe in my protection. But as long as the human being has not yet found me, he will also wander lonely through dark, dangerous areas, and because I know the dangers which surround him and would like to protect him from them but cannot help him until he calls upon me, he will often be affected by adversity and suffering where he cannot help himself and now looks around for help. And good for him if he then turns to me and entrusts himself to me for further guidance. Whatever may come over you, you know that one watches over you who are mine through your will. But you also know that I must also remember the others who have not yet found their way to me and that I often resort to means for their sake which sometimes make you doubt my love. I love all my creatures and do not want their ruin but that they become blessed. And my wisdom also recognizes the only effective means for each individual. And again I therefore address you, who want to serve me as servants in my vineyard, do not slacken your efforts to point out the near end to your fellow human beings, whether they want to believe it or not. And draw their attention to the fact that in every adversity of body and soul there is only one who can help them and also wants to help them. But that they have to call this one and hand themselves over to him, that I therefore demand convinced faith in me and without which they can never ever come closer to me and that they can only gain such faith through loving activity. And I myself will support you in every way in your work for me and my kingdom. I will bless you and put the right words into your mouth, and with my help I will support you so conspicuously that fellow human beings shall find faith easy. For much will still happen where you will be offered the opportunity to witness for me and my kingdom, because time is pressing. For it won't be long now until the end is here. Amen.